also written a book, amazing book, to do with their family and their wartime experiences. We will talk with Ian Wilkinson.
John Foster.
Weekdays from midday.
This is BBC Tees. Hope you're okay. It's, Thursday. Yeah, blimey. Payday tonight. Get in. It's a good one. Ian Wilkinson, Middle Monroe. Going to talk to him. We're talking about his father-in-law's experiences during the Irish War of Independence. He's written
a
book about it.
About it. We're talking about it. BBC Tees.
And we'll catch up with him in a couple of minutes of BBC Tees. Bill Withers, lovely day. This is John Foster. Till 4 o'clock this afternoon. I suppose, you know, if you look at Frank Paddy Ryan, he had a fairly unusual life. It's been put down in a book, which has been written by Ian Wilkinson of Middle Monroe near Darlington, and Ian's with us this afternoon. Ian, afternoon to you.
Hello there.
Pretty unusual life. Why? Tell us a little bit more about him.
Well, I mean, he was born in a small place in County Cork, rural Ireland, but like a lot of his generation, he had to come over to England, and he joined up in the British Army in the 30s. And when World War II came along, he was in the Royal Warwickshire Regiment.
Right.
His platoon went to France and fought as part of the rearguard at the Battle of Dunkirk, which kind of delayed the German advance while most of the others got away. And Paddy himself got away. But the rest of his platoon, actually, most of them were massacred by the Germans at an incident called the Wormout Massacre. After that, he stayed in England because he was a crack shot with a rifle and mortar, and he spent the rest of his war training new recruits back in England, ending up as a staff sergeant. He was quite famous in his own way in the British Army because he was the only known sergeant who supposedly had never ever sworn at the men under his command.
Didn't they call him Big Fella?
Ah, no, that was Michael Collins.
Oh, right, okay.
Who was the Irish commander who won the War of Independence. And when Paddy was a small boy, in his uncle's pub, there was a secret meeting. Because Paddy was a small boy, he was hiding under the table at the time. And as he described it, I met Michael Collins, but I only really met his boots. They called him the Big Fella. He had big boots, all right. That's what I remember, his big boots.
Because the Irish War of Independence is one of those conflicts, if you want, that is overlooked in the history books somewhat, isn't it?
Well, we don't talk about it a lot in England, but obviously it's very big in Ireland.
Mm.
Now, the interesting thing was that Paddy was also caught up in one of the first incidents of that war when he was crossing a bridge as he was going home in this little town. And what happened was that the IRA were holding up British Army soldiers as they came out of church one Sunday morning,
right,
in order to get the rifles from them. And unfortunately, at some point, a firefight broke out. So as Paddy was crossing the bridge, he suddenly got shoved to the ground by a British soldier. And then the British soldier actually took a bullet and fell on top of him.
Oh, dear.
So that soldier probably saved his life, which is probably why Paddy went on to join the British Army later.
So, caught up in a crossfire.
Yeah.
And we are talking about the IRA here.
Yeah, well, they were known as the Volunteers at that time, but they became the IRA, yes. But, I mean, they were, if you like, the legitimate army of Ireland that won the War of Independence originally. But then later, there was a terrible split in the civil war in Ireland, which you know, caused a lot of the economic problems that made his generation have to migrate.
And of course, the connection with you is, he's your father-in-law.
Yes, absolutely.
So why did you want to... did you know about this story, or was it something you stumbled on quite by accident?
Well, my wife and I, Sheila, stumbled on it when he was really quite elderly, and he told us this story, which we weren't sure whether to believe at the time, because we knew, you know, he was quite old and he had a brain tumour. But actually, we went back to Ireland and talked to the relatives, and there was some of the family alive who'd known him as a child, and they confirmed the story, absolutely true, and it's in the history books exactly as he described it.
So it must have been a revelation then for you and your wife.
Yes, it was, but there was an even greater revelation, because we'd known him all his life as... Patrick Francis Ryan, as Paddy, and the relatives kept referring to him as Fonz. And when we asked, Sheila asked, well, what do you mean, Fonz? They said, oh, that was his name back in Ireland. She said, what do you mean? Ah, that was his real name. He changed it when he joined the British Army the second time.
Oh, wow.
So he had a secret life, and really... that, you know, inspired us to find out what he'd done before he became Sergeant Ryan.
Yeah, I was going to say, you know, once you've opened the lid on this, you want to get to the bottom of the box,
yes,
don't you?
Yes, and I mean, it was a fascinating tale, and I decided to mix that up with some of the fascinating stories from my own family and turn it into a novel.
Okay, and that book is out now. What's it called?
It's called Crossing the Water, which the title comes from that first incident on the bridge, but it also is an Irish slang phrase, which means to emigrate, to cross the little water to England, or the big one to America.
And the book is out now. You can buy it in various outlets and online as well. But you're also going to be signing copies of it, aren't you?
Yes, I'm doing a signing copy at the Dolphin Centre on Saturday from 11 to 1. So it'd be lovely if anyone who's interested could come along there.
Okay. Well, good luck with that book. It's out. I mean, it's a fascinating story, and I suppose, you know, as we said, once you've unlocked it, you want to get to the bottom of it. It just so happens that it was your father-in-law as well, which, you know, makes it, I suppose, even more tantalising.
Well, it obviously was very meaningful to both of us. And, you know, my parents too had really interesting lives. My father actually kind of bridged two worlds in World War II, because he was in Northwest India. So he was kind of part of the old-fashioned Raj Army, but he had a very close friend who was an Indian officer, and he saw the new India that was to come, if you like, by going to stay with him.
So plenty to go at then. Plenty to go at.
Yeah.
Well, good luck. When is that signing again in the Dolphin Centre?
11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Saturday.
All right. Good luck with it, Ian. Thank you very much for talking to us about that book, which is out again. Another connection to our local area here in Teesside, County Durham, and North Yorkshire. It's quite